Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story, written by Dina Rosenfeld, is taken from the Medrash, and it is called Kind Little Rivka. Long, long ago, on one side of the desert, there lived a little girl named Rivka. One day, when Rivka was 3 years old, she decided to go down to the well and bring back water for her family. She found an empty pitcher, lifted it high on her shoulder, and went on her way. That very same day, on the other side of the desert, a man named Eliezer began walking with 10 camels following behind him. The camels were loaded with bags full of presents, shiny golden bracelets and rings, beautiful new dresses, and just about anything else a little girl could want. Eliezer was looking for a kind and special girl to be the wife for Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. "When I find the right girl," thought Eliezer, "she will get all of these wonderful presents." Eliezer and the camels walked across the dry, empty desert, where no rains fall, no trees grow, and no cool winds blow. It was hot, hot, hot in the desert. Before long, Eliezer came to a well of water. He saw so many girls taking water from the well. Some were tall and some were short. There were girls with long brown hair and girls with big dark eyes. "Which one will be the right wife for Yitzchak?" he wondered. Then Eliezer had an idea. "I will ask each girl for a drink of water. The one who is kind enough to give water to me and to my camels will be the right wife for Yitzchak." Suddenly, Eliezer saw Rivka coming to the well with her pitcher on her shoulder. On her way, she met a little boy. He was sitting on the ground with his head on his knees, crying softly to himself. "What is the matter?" asked little Rivka. "Oh," sobbed the boy, "I hurt my foot on a sharp stone and I can't walk." "I will help you," said Rivka. The little girl set down her pitcher and took off her scarf. As Eliezer watched, she wrapped it carefully around the boy's foot like a soft bandage. The boy stood up and wiped his tears. "How kind you are, Rivka," he said happily. "Now I can walk again." Rivka put her pitcher back on her shoulder and continued on her way. She walked along until she met a woman. The woman was wandering from one side of the road to the other. She seemed to be lost. "What is the matter?" asked little Rivka. "I don't see very well," answered the woman, "and I can't find my way home." "I will help you," said Rivka. And as Eliezer watched, the little girl took the woman's hand and walked by her side until they reached the right house. "Thank you, kind little Rivka," said the woman gratefully. "It's good to be back home." Rivka turned and hurried on her way. When at last she reached the well, Rivka was tired. She sat down to rest on a smooth stone near the water. Just then, an old man with white hair came over to the well. As Eliezer watched, the little girl jumped up and gave her seat to the old man.
"How kind you are, little Rivka," he said. "It feels so good to rest my weary legs."
Finally, little Rivka bent down to fill her pitcher. How surprised she was when the water in the well came up to meet her. Eliezer watched as the little girl put the heavy pitcher back on her shoulder. With slow steps, she turned to go home. He thought. This girl was kind to the little boy. She helped the woman find her way, and she gave her seat to the tired old man. But will she give me a drink of water? Will she want to be kind to my thirsty camels? If she gives water to me and to my camels, then I'll know she's the girl I've been looking for." Eliezer ran over to Rivka and asked, "Please, may I have a little sip of water from your pitcher?" When Rivka saw how hot and thirsty Eliezer looked, she held out her heavy pitcher and answered, "Of course you may drink." All at once, the little girl noticed the 10 camels standing behind Eliezer. They had walked across the desert without a drink. Their throats were dry and scratchy. Their fur was hot and full of sand. They looked at the water with big, sad eyes. "Poor camels," thought Rivka. When Eliezer had finished drinking, she said, "Now I will also give water to your camels." And so she did. Back and forth went Rivka, filling and spilling, pulling and pouring. She did not stop until all the thirsty camels had had enough to drink. "She is so kind," thought Eliezer. "Now I know I have found the right girl for Yitzchak." Eliezer gave Rivka 2 shiny golden bracelets, a beautiful ring, and many other presents. Best of all, kind little Rivka married Yitzchak and became one of the mothers of the Jewish people.